Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast. Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you
want. I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality.
Hello, I am an undercover cowboy, but my contract as an undercover cowboy has just come to a close, so I can now reveal it's actually me, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Wake up and smell the mushroom coffee substitute. It's me putting the ah lovely into Claire Cares. Welcome to another podcast.
Yeehaw. Joining us today we have...
Hi, I'm Ken Himomito.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely surname. Where's Thank the surname you. From, Ken?
It's from Japan.
And where's the first name from?
Also Japan.
Oh.
Ken Himomito.
So you're 100% Japanese?
My parents are.
Yes, and you are?
Their son.
Their son, lovely. Mm. Okay, it's all fitting together nicely. The story holds up so far, would you say, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
It certainly does. But
are you looking to catch me out?
No.
Are
no,
you
no,
used
no,
to liars?
No, no, no.
Program?
Well, we have had one.
What brings you to our shores?
What brings you?
To the country.
Yes.
I moved here for work when I was 16.
Which work?
I work in robotics.
So what's that making little chaps and chapettes out of metal?
Yes. They're fake people out of metal.
Yeah. Right.
The point in robotics is to make machines as human-like as possible.
And is this what you always wanted to do, Ken?
No. Mm-hmm. Up until the age of 8, I mainly wanted to play outside and eat sweets and sleep.
Mm. What happened at the age of 8?
I met my first robot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go on. I'd like to hear this.
I was playing outside.
Mm. In Japan or England?
In where?
No, in England or Japan?
No, I hadn't moved to
you
England
hadn't
yet.
Moved yet.
I was in Tokyo.
It's a wonderful country, isn't it?
England?
No, Japan.
Oh.
I've been to Tokyo. It's wonderful. Please continue.
No, I'd like to hear what you think about Tokyo.
I loved it. All the colours and lights. It's a real sensation.
Mm. By colours, do you mean foreigners?
No, okay. No, I meant traffic lights and, the busy city.
The twinkles.
The twinkly.
The electric.
Yes, we're very proud of our electric.
And the clothes are second to none. But a little bit small for Claire Cares, of course.
Small.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I tried to try a few things on and they said no, for the bigger Western lady. No, because my frame was a lot wider than
yes.
It's the hips, Ken.
The hips, yes, we don't have hips in Japan. Right. We're too busy.
But you've got lips and you've got chips.
Yes, we now have chips because of McDonald's.
Yes.
We've been introduced to the chip, or as we call it, the potato noodle.
The potato noodle.
Potato noodle, thank you.
The short potato noodle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how the Japanese translates directly.
My friends just had a little Japanese baby. I'll mention that to them.
Your friends had a Japanese baby?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was that a surprise?
No, because her husband was actually Japanese.
And is she also Japanese?
No.
And the baby came out full Japanese?
Well, it's hard to say, isn't it?
It can happen.
We just don't know, but it's a cutie pops, and I'll tell you that. So I'll mention the chip noodles to the baby.
Please.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree. Now, what were you saying about this robot?
Yes, I wrote... I was playing outside.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
And a robot on two wheels rolled over to me.
Okay.
Bumped me in the chest. Yeah. And then fell over to the side. I have since been told it was just a bicycle come loose. That its rider had fallen off.
Oh.
But the bicycle kept in it, maintained its direction of movement and bumped me in the chest. But I know better. I know that it was, in fact, a rudimentary robot come to say hi.
And how did it make you feel?
At first, there was a lot of pain in my chest because it was moving at speed.
Oh, right. Okay.
But after
and
that,
you're only
it
a
subsided.
Tot.
I was only a little tot.
Yeah.
So now I think about it, it actually hit me in the head square. It would now hit me in the chest.
Yeah.
But at my height of the time, it was my head.
Your head, yeah.
But afterwards...
It's clear as day, isn't it? The memory still...
Well, yes, I have a photo of the moment framed in my office.
That's very
You
cool.
have a photo I of the moment? Now, that is interesting, Ken.
Yes, I was being filmed at the time.
And did you notice that you were being filmed before you got hit by the bike?
No. No, I didn't. That surfaced later on. It was a secret documentary.
Wow. Right.
That the Tokyo BBC was filming about lonely children.
That is
He's
interesting.
Given us a little bit of information there if you were listening, Dr. Benjamin
Jones.
Yes,
he was.
BBC Tokyo.
BBC Tokyo, the Tokyo outfit of the BBC.
Mm. A lonely little boy.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Definitely was very lonely.
Okay. I meant, were you a boy?
Oh, yes, I was.
Yeah,
also
still
a safe
also a boy,
assumption,
yeah.
But a bigoted one nonetheless.
A little bigoted lonely boy. And were you bigoted?
No, I meant the assumption was bigoted, but
oh,
I did also harbour terrible opinions about the Koreans.
So you, oh, okay, juicy. Dr.
Very juicy.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's here.
Well, it's there, actually, Korea.
Well, it's there, yeah. And it's here.
Korea's not here.
Well, no, but you brought that into the room.
The topic.
Your career's over here. That's why you moved to.
Yes.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That was wordplay, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yes, well, one of the reasons I moved over to the UK was for your famed wordplay.
Oh, do you like to boggle?
Is this the board game? You press the button down and...
It's very
yes.
fun.
That was the first machine I took apart.
The boggle?
Oh, okay.
The boggle machine. I was entranced by the dancing letters. And I took it apart to figure out how it worked. And I was enwrapped. From then on, I was enwrapped. Machines became my life.
That's incredible. And Claire, can I just say, that's the first time that I've seen your spiritual energy actually show signs of evidence. You come up with Boggle, and Ken immediately has said that he's got history with Boggle. Let's try it again.
Boggle.
No, something new.
Okay. Photocopier ink.
My first job was as a photocopier.
Yeah.
I was a human photocopier.
Right.
So I'd be given documents.
Yeah.
I'd have to photograph the documents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person who submitted the documents would then have to wait, because this is before digital cameras, would then have to wait about 3 to 4 weeks. And I'd go collect them from the Kodak.
Yeah.
And they'd have their photocopier. So I did.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, you were absolutely right.
Yeah.
Would you like to do one, Doctor?
Oh, I'm not very good at it, but certainly I'll give it a go. Any tips, Claire, on how to get into the spiritual zone?
Ask the angels for help. You know, just download from God and just take it from there. Get into the flow.
Okay. Pottery.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not there.
The angels aren't with you today.
The angels aren't there.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
Did your parents move over with you?
No. Ooh. No, my parents stayed in Tokyo because they had died.
They 16. Stayed under the ground.
They stayed. I decided not to bring them with me, as you know.
difficult with the
baggage is very restrictive.
I hope this doesn't sound like a personal question.
Oh, please go on.
How do they die?
They ran headfirst into each other.
Was that a family game or was that a tradition? Or I imagine everyone does Christmas differently.
No, it was my my father had been away on business.
Yes,
for longer than usual. He'd been away for 6 months.
Yeah,
wow.
And he came back as a surprise.
Yeah.
My mother wasn't expecting him. You know, I was just having dinner with my mother, and missing my father, my mother missing her husband, and the bell went,
mm-hmm.
and the door opened on its own because he had the key, because he lived there as well, my father, and the door opened, and he said, "Honey, I'm home," or words to that effect. My mother screamed, jumped out of a chair, and they both missed each other so much they ran at each other to hug.
Yeah.
And so overcome were they by their elation that, their heads crushed. Crushed to a mush.
It's a terrible way to go.
It was quick.
Yeah, instant.
For my mother, my father hung on for a bit there.
Mm. I can tell you it's actually a lot safer to travel by air than it is...
To headbutt your wife.
Yeah, just to walk around. Actually, more people have died through... head collisions than they have through flying.
Did You'd be amazed how many people die standing up.
Yeah. Did your mother have a particularly heavy head?
Not particularly heavy, but it was very hard.
Right, a hard
It was head. Very hard and quite pointed at the front. So if you imagine an ice-breaking ship, how that mechanism might work. It doesn't have to be going very fast, but the sharp point of the head can split open anything it comes in contact with. So that didn't help.
A head for I've got a head for business and also for killing. We can't not laugh about it, can we?
Well, I try not to.
Yes, of course. Very painful.
And so I came on my own.
And how old were you, please?
I was 16 then.
16.
Mm-hmm. I was 16.
Dead as the dodo, the mum and the dad.
Dead. Instantly dead. And so I packed up straight away.
Straight away.
I didn't see the point in calling the emergency services. They were both dead.
Dead.
Or dying, as my father was saying mumbled, at the time.
Yes.
Mumbled, yeah.
Yes.
And so I packed up and got on a flight to England.
What's your favourite airline?
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
My favourite airline would have to be... Are you aware of WOW Air?
No.
It's an Icelandic airline. It's called WOW.
Wow.
As if it's a budget airline.
But when you get on it, you think, wow.
Well, it has WOW painted on the side.
So the first thing you're thinking.
As if the plane itself is surprised to be airborne.
Yes. Right. Yeah. It can't believe its own success.
Or luck in many cases. Any of them have gone down.
Yeah. And what's WOW backwards?
Mom.
I think it's just WOW again, isn't it, Claire?
Oh. Yeah. That's
sorry, in Japanese we write top to bottom, so backwards would be an upside down flip.
He's mentioned bottom.
Naughty boy.
That was my mother's last words to my father as she died.
Naughty boy. Naughty boy. If someone had headbutted me to death, I'd think naughty boy.
Mm.
Claire Kerr's still here broadcasting for you. Forgive me if I may, Dr. Benjamin Jones, the angels are with me today, so may I go straight in with a theory. His mum and dad are dead, they're as dead as dodos. Mm-hmm. Does he find solace in robots because they won't let him down? Because if they get a bang to the head, you get a new head, you know? Short circuit to, you know, no emotion to
have. It's a stretch, but it might, you know, is that sort of ringing any bells?
Think about it hard. And think about it a little bit harder.
Your theory is that I like robots because...
They can't hurt you. They can't die.
Well, they can certainly hurt you, and I stand as proof to that because I...
The bicycle.
Well, I currently have no spine.
Oh!
Right. I have no back.
I thought you were a bendy lad.
Mm. Yes, it's why I've asked you to just place the microphone on the floor next to me here.
Yeah, because he's, I was trying to avoid the issue, Claire. Yes, it seemed quite sensitive.
Yes.
Well, thank you for holding out as long as you did.
When someone looks like a little slug, you don't want to bring it up necessarily because, you know, you're, if they're 100% slug,
yeah,
etc.
But it's really brave of Ken to come on the show here today and sort of...
Well, that's precisely it. It's I think it's a tragic misnomer about lacking a spine, that to be spineless is to be cowardly, when it actually takes a lot of bravery to drag yourself
across
town. To
wiggle around
like
this, yeah.
If any of our listeners are spineless at all, then please call in and share your stories, and hopefully there'll be more people out there that like Ken, and you can all share some stories and get some more confidence. And
I don't think we've got time to talk to them today.
I don't think they'll bother. They're probably
There's not many.
Too cowardly
Carry on. So my theory was that, you know, you lack human touch and you've made up for it with metal.
Yes.
I mean, he has just mentioned the whole slug thing.
Yes, that's what I mean. He can't get a girlfriend.
Well, I was hoping that...
Because he's a slug.
In robotics...
Sorry, I was just saying you can't get a girlfriend because you're a slug.
She was just saying you can't get a girlfriend because you're a slug.
And then I think, you know, it sort of... What I was saying earlier is more confounded now because no girlfriend or boyfriend is going to want, you know, 100% slug.
No.
So what's he found solace in? Metal. He can program the metal to say, I love you. You're, you know, not...
I take some offence at the use of the word slug. There are many things I can still do that a slug can't.
Like what?
I can clap.
Okay. Can we see that now?
Would you just... Sorry, I'm lying on one of my arms.
Okay.
Would you just grab that one out of... Ah, thank you. I can think... I can speak two languages. Slugs? Probably only know one.
That's true. Well, can we don't know salt? That for sure. We also don't know a slug.
Can I eat salt? Yes, although I do get very dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm covered in mucus, but that is just a coincidence.
What languages can you speak?
I can speak English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Portuguese.
Yes.
Espadaliodo, Chetapanagos, the comedy, and then.
Ah!
If it's a Mandela, Spanat, Totoya.
Swilling, no, gay, starts the blade, hiding gay.
Oh, this is the Claire, so
you're slugging again.
Yeah, the Claire case.
What are you talking about me? What are you saying?
Oh, nothing. You're saying you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
That's not what we were saying.
Okay. What?
The doctor will see you now.
When did you lose your spine?
This happened about 2 years into my setting up Himomito robots. We put the him in Himomito.
Love that.
But the him is me. Mm. And I was visiting one of the one of our factories that produces, you know, in pizza boxes, the little white bit in the middle.
Yes.
The little triangle bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I do.
So we make those, and I was inspecting the production line.
Sorry, that's not a robot per se, is it?
Oh.
Well, the little triangle things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they make...
The our robots make them.
Oh, okay, carry on.
We make them out of... The robots whittle down larger tables.
Sometimes I listen, but I don't think. And sometimes I think, but I don't listen. And today I'm doing a bit of both. Okay, carry on.
And one day, while I was attending the line, one of the robot arms swept in, I think using its X-ray vision, mistaking my vertebrae for misplaced pizza... So we've still not figured out a word for these things.
Mm-hmm. Try it now if you like.
Pizza box stilts.
No, great.
It's very long.
It's a bit long.
PBS.
PBS.
PBS. The machine mistook the vertebrae in my back for misplaced PBSs and plucked them straight out.
Oh,
yes.
That's got to hurt, hasn't it? It's got to, though, Dr. Benjamin Jones, hasn't it?
Yep, I imagine it would have hurt quite a bit. And now you're obviously in this sorry situation.
Yes.
But you are being very brave.
Thank you. And I hold no ill will against the robot
You can't.
I did it. The robot is still working. Oh, you can.
You programmed it. Yeah, but you programmed it.
There might be some issues there, actually, Ken, with the robot.
What issues? You think I'm holding a grudge against the robot that debacked me?
Why don't you tell us a bit more about the robot?
The robot is a SX-3000 spine crusher. We should have called it something else.
Mm-hmm. But what's its vibe?
It is quite indoorsy.
Okay, yeah.
It's shy.
Yes.
But very hardworking.
So it doesn't seem like he's angry with a robot.
I can't be angry with robots. Because robots, although a robot has debacked me, they will also save me. Because I'm currently in the process of developing a sort of corset, a robot corset to hold me up.
Oh, that's lovely. I was going to ask, actually. Mm-hmm. Are you building anything like a corset?
I'm building a corset, exactly.
Exactly right. That was going to be one of my suggestions.
Well, that's fantastic.
I wasn't going to call it a corset. I was going to call it a spine. But I'm a traditionist, you know. I don't know about the robot world, you know.
Well, it does wrap around.
A spine waistcoat.
Yes. It's sort of fashioned after the kind of waistcoats you might see a member of the alt-right wearing.
I don't like those guys.
As a Japanese person, I hold a very soft spot for the far right.
Why?
It's a Japanese tradition. We're quite far.
So call me an airline because I'm saying wow.
I might have mistaken east and right here.
Ah, yes.
Sorry, far east. We're a very far east nation.
Hmm.
Yes. Sorry.
Mm.
Ah, okay. I need to. There's a lot of my life I need to revise now.
It sounds like you're doing some of that famous wordplay that you travelled all the way over here to get involved with.
You flatter me.
How do you feel about East 17? More wordplay with Claire Cares.
Is that a make of?
It's a band that was very popular in the 90s.
It's also a shop in Walthamstow Village where you can get some lovely chili jam.
Oh, it's also a postcode.
As in cold jam.
Yep, cold jam, chili jam, delicious. The only place that does it, E17. It's probably other places.
Mm.
How do you? But you have to. How do they keep it cold? Mm. This is a self-chilling.
Jam. No, chili is in like spicy.
Oh.
Ah, more wordplay.
More
wordplay. That was accidental wordplay.
May I get a recording of this?
Yes. It'll be going out sometime on the airwaves.
June.
Oh, okay. Yeah, may I have a recording?
Yes, absolutely.
A personal one?
Yes, absolutely.
And how do I get it?
We'll put it on a CD-ROM for you to take with you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
I don't understand exactly how we've got to this place at the moment, Ken. So I want to take you back to Tokyo.
Please don't. All right, you just remember.
Right, no, not physically.
Okay.
Just mentally. What would you change, if anything, about the way that you were raised?
Ideally, I would have liked my parents not to have killed each other accidentally.
Before that, let's not.
What would I like different?
What could they have done differently? I know it's not nice to speak ill of the dead, but they did, you know, crash into each other.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't deny that. I was there. They were both good if absent parents. Mm. My father was always working. And my mother would just make herself absent in my presence. She would go off and do something else.
Hide.
She'd hide. She'd say, "Let's play hide and leave me alone." She wouldn't.
Oh, and I love that game.
Well, I'd always heard it as hide and seek, but she convinced me this was the Japanese version of the game, hide and leave me alone. Yeah. So she'd go and hide, and then I would win if I didn't find her.
Yeah. And how often did you win?
Well, I think technically we're still. Well, I saw her for dinner that last time when she died. Mm-hmm. So, and that was the first time I'd seen her in about 5-6 years.
Wow! So you're.
So I guess I won one game.
You're very good at this game,
but,
clearly.
Well, yeah, done. But now when it's 100% success rate now because you can't play anymore.
And that must build your confidence.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, certainly. I felt like after the accident, I felt I could do anything.
Yes,
and I left the country and started a whole new life.
And you did very well until the spine incident.
Thank you. So you came here, I suppose, searching for popularity.
Popularity, wealth, a girlfriend, as you've touched on, which is very hard. Dating is is very difficult when
you're in a puddle.
You are closer to a puddle than a person, which is actually on my that's my Bumble bio. I think it's important to be honest from the get-go, because some of my photographs on the dating apps are admittedly a little insincere. They have me standing up because I've just managed to lean myself on a tree for a second.
Yes.
I got a passerby to take a fortunate photograph.
What do you expect to happen when they arrive there and see that you're there sort of a little bit slug-like? You know, that's not going to go well, is it?
I'm hoping they'll think it's cute.
They're not going to think that.
Well, there's some people...
People think like a little beetles are cute sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't they?
And they don't have a skeleton per se. They're just hard on the outside. I'm soft all the way through.
Soft in
point taken.
I can still move. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the machine picked out all my bones, but left the nervous system very much intact. So
sorry, can I interrupt a minute? I've got another bit of wordplay.
Okay.
Can you say I can move again, and I'll jump in with
here
the
we
wordplay.
Go.
Okay.
Looking forward to this.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
I can move again.
Well, you're certainly moving us right now with your story. It's Claire Cares on the radio today.
That's very good, Claire.
I think I've stopped your track of thought there, though.
Well, I need to practice my flirting, and a big part of flirting is laughing.
Yes, laughing away. Yes. So, do you want to practice your flirting now?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a woman, so perhaps I could help. Very nice.
Ask her about herself.
Do you have a spine?
Yes, I do. Ken.
Compliment her.
It's a nice spine.
Thank you.
Nice spine you got there. How many vertebrae is that? Those. Sorry.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Is that right?
I've just had my hair done at the salon.
Done?
I've just had my hair...
Put it in? You've just had your hair put in?
I've just had a hairdo at the salon.
Like a party for hair?
A hair for party.
A hairdo?
A
party for
not
hair?
No, don't. A do. Yes.
Tell her about your parents, Ken.
Oh, my parents died. They killed each other.
Okay, well, I've got...
But not yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, that didn't go too bad.
I think that went pretty
it?
Well. That went better than most of the days.
You were honest, you were charming, you were
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, I got a couple of laughs. I don't know if you heard.
Yes, I did.
And you'll hear that back on the CD-ROM, of course.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Is this a jingle?
Now, when are you going to get this new spine put in? Because I think that could be a new life, new Ken, new...
I've got a theory on that, Claire.
Please.
Ken, earlier on you spoke about the robot that crushed your spine.
Yes.
Now, I wrote down the name of that robot. Can you tell us once again what the robot is called?
It was, I do believe, the S3000 Spine Crusher.
Okay. That's not what you said last time.
What? Oh, sorry, I don't know what's going on here. What do you mean that's not what I
said? Last time it was called the SI-1200
Spine Crusher. Well, I mean, that's not...
Why are you lying about this robot?
I'm not lying about the robot. It's an easy mistake to make. You know, numbers, there are all kinds of numbers. There are many different numbers.
I feel hot under the collar now.
What precisely are you accusing me of? That I've made up a story about a robot taking out my spine?
When
I actually just shat it out one day?
What I'm suggesting, Ken, is that sometimes people are not successful at certain things in life. And when that happens, they make up excuses. I think you are linking your unsuccessful romantic life with the fact that you don't have a spine, where in fact, you do have a spine, you've just folded it up very well.
And put it where exactly? There's nowhere...
Dr. Benjamin Jones, I'm going to say that you might be off the mile on this Usually I back this boy up, but I don't know what's got into him, and I do have the angels on side.
The angels are with you today,
so
Claire.
So I must admit that I think you might be talking out of your jacksie.
Well, I'll pop the crystals in my pocket and see what happens later.
Okay. My theory is that his spine is crumbled from a degenerative disease, mm-hmm. and it's sexier and safer to blame it yet again on the robots, like everybody blames everything. And so the friend becomes the foe, yeah?
But to be clear, neither of you believe my story.
I believe you've got no spine. Look at the state of
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I stopped believing you when you told us that your parents died by crashing into each other.
What, head on?
Head on.
I took that hook, line, and zinger.
I think there have been many things here said today that have been hard to believe. I don't see why you've picked that one up.
Look, we're having fun, Ken. I trust you entirely.
Speak for yourself. I've been accused of lying about my own back.
But the flirting went well.
They're not called potato noodles. That was the first lie.
I've just told that baby. I hope they are called potato noodles because I've already texted a baby. Jingly, jingly, listen. So what do you think, Dr. Benjamin Jones, is the prognosis here?
It's very difficult to say because I think Ken's a really nice chap. I'm sorry that your arsehole smells.
He's a lovely chap.
My arsehole, what?
Oh, yeah.
That's not even... what are you talking about, my arsehole
That's very
smells.
Much the backdrop. We're trying to not mention it as much. But just to be clear, you stink.
I thought your title was just rhetorical.
It's a bit of both.
I thought it was an English saying.
Well, it is. It's a wordplay, but also it stands up. Okay? And
it is pure coincidence that lacking a spine does lead to some incontinence.
Mm. Now,
the tailbone is actually very important in holding in.
Right.
Shit, it as you travel down the tailbone, you might notice it curves forwards.
Sorry, did you know that you're in the presence of an actual doctor? So you can keep your codswallop theories to yourself.
Did you say actual or natural?
Actual. National? Actual doctor, okay. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Oh, I thought that was an English saying.
No. Claire, yes. I know that you've sort
of... What kind of doctor?
Doctor. Doctor of medicine?
A medicine doctor.
A classic one.
A classic medicine doctor.
Like Quinn? Like Dr. Quinn?
Dr. Quinn
medicine
is...
Medicine woman.
Made-up character.
Oh, so you're the real-life Dr. Quinn medicine woman?
Now, I think you're trying to trick me, Ken.
What?
I'm a witch doctor. He's an NHS doctor.
You're a witch doctor?
I'm a witch doctor. He's an NHS doctor.
A witch doctor.
I'm a witch doctor. I'm...
Show it.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just put a spell on you to turn your back, with the help of God invested in me and the angels. I'll put a spell on you just to show you and put you back to normal.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Okay. I'll just speak in tongues for a bit to be alarmed.
Thank you. There you go. You got your spine back.
You got your spine back.
Nothing happened at all. You just said that... It's straight to my...
You're spying back, Ken.
You've got
all that happened was Claire put her placed her face right in front of mine.
Yes,
and
lovely.
Made some noises.
Yes, and you've got your spying back.
Do you know what,
she rubbed my knee a bit. And
yes, that's Claire Gare's
style. She does
style.
Have to touch you. That's just part of the process.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the touching.
I do have to touch.
If anything, the touching was welcome. But to say that that has helped my spine in any way.
Oh, take the spine away, Claire. He's not grateful. Take it away.
But no.
I'll take it away. Okay.
Take it away, Claire.
There's nothing to take away. It's just...
It's easier. It is easier on the way out.
Easier to take it away.
That time you touched the other knee.
And the spine's out.
And you've lost your spine again.
You've lost your spine. It's your fault.
Well, easy come, easy go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose.
Was for your parents. Am I right, Dr. Benjamin Jones? All right. That's a bit of a sassy put down.
Why do people agree to come on this program?
I don't know. We're as confused as you actually.
You invite people here under the pretense of helping them.
Yes,
and you helped you. And then you didn't even say thank
what
you.
What help? What help?
She gave you your spine.
I gave you a spine.
She didn't give me anything.
She gave me
a disease, maybe with the amount of spit she got on my face, well, coming you got, so close.
You're full of slobber. Look at you. Disgusting.
You are a little slobbery wretch.
The mucus is... I can't help that.
Do you think because he was a slug, he couldn't feel the spine?
Don't call me a slug. Don't whisper that into my ear.
I have some regrets about some of the things that I've said in the last few moments. Ken, I'm very protective over Claire.
Thank you.
I felt like she did you a favour and you weren't grateful. But what I would like to say is that I have observed something quite interesting.
Please.
In the moments that Ken had a spine that we both saw physically, Ken denied it again.
Ah, he doesn't want the spine.
Who in this room wants the a spine the most? The guy without the spine or the two people...
Well, your attitude says no. We all think you want a spine, but your attitude is saying no, 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 don't give me a spine.
Claire, you've criticised my theory earlier,
yes.
But I've got an idea to test it out again.
I'd love to hear
I think Ken is using this spine thing as an excuse. Let's role play a date with you and Claire. And this time, Claire, I want you to accept Ken's advances.
Okay.
And then let's see what happens.
Okay. And to full conclusion?
as far as it needs.
Okay, great.
Maybe sing for her, Ken.
Okay. Hello, Ken. You gorgeous thing.
Hello, date.
Hello. I think you do use my name. Claire. It's Claire. Or Ms. Gares.
Nothing Ken can do is wrong.
Okay, sorry. Claire. I accept you as you are. Carry on.
Hello, Miss Claire.
Yes.
Thank
you. You gorgeous thing.
Okay. Would you like to have a seat, please? Thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'd like more than a seat, darling, if you're offering.
What?
Oh, I'd like more than a seat if you're offering.
Two seats?
Yeah, two seats, yeah. You sit on one of them and I sit on the other. I haven't flirted for a while.
I am seeing a bit of spine.
Okay.
Thank you. Would you place me on the other seat, please?
Yeah, I would love to just lift you up as high as a mountain and then pop you down on the chair.
Okay, let's try. Let's do a bit better, Claire.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Just tell him he's gorgeous.
Okay, look at your gorgeous head.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Yes, gorgeous. Look at your gorgeous little puddle. Oh.
Can you not call it a puddle?
I'd like to make that wetter than it is. That sort of thing.
That's very good. Okay. Very strong.
Yeah, word. I'd like to double the wetness in your puddle.
Now, Ken, I want you to ask Claire if she'd like to be your girlfriend.
Okay. This might be somewhat coming out of nowhere, but...
Go on, sir.
Would you like to commit to a short, semi-long-term relationship?
I would absolutely. I bet I would. I would love that. I would love that emotionally and physically.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken. This is wonderful.
It's time to have a look in the mirror and be a bit more honest with yourself. Tell us what you can see.
My God.
You're a lovely Japanese man.
I am a lovely Japanese man. And I'm standing up.
Yes!
Yes! Ken.
Well done, Ken. Well done, Claire, as well.
Thank you.
How have you?
I guess God is with us today. I guess God does like podcasts, because we all had our questions, didn't we, about that. Does God like podcasts? And he's with us today, or she?
Oh, no, sorry. No, I've... No, that's just an erection.
Oh, God. Okay. It's time to shut this down. Okay.
I'm still a puddle.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What a lovely piece on the front side.
Let's just sweep him out.
No, ow! The bristles are...
Oh, God.
Ow! The eyes, what? Can you just care for the eyes? Oh. Just pick me up and put me outside.
I don't know where to look.
Oh, ow!
Just grab it by the willy and sling
now.
It out.
It's like, it.
Okay. Right, the window's open. I'm going to open up the window.
No, please.
Just sling it out.
No, this is
Claire.
Not right.
Just sling it out, please.
Don't do it, Claire. You're better than this, please. I thought we had something.
I'm doing it for your sake.
Sling it.
No!
Oh, I do feel bad about that, Benjamin.
Oh, no, but he was disgusting. A pervert, a little pervert slug. Well, that was another case closed from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
What an unfortunate life that lad had led, but it's not... God's choice is not our choice, as it were. And God spoke and he wanted him flung out the window. So there we go. Thank you for another broadcasting content. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.